all our cares and difficulties and struggles of the week and work, whatever goes with it. And I'm sure a lot of good times, fun things too, but it's important, I think, that we take this one day a week and to come here and to worship together, to nourish our spiritual life, our never-dying soul. And I'd just like to invite your attention to the book of Isaiah. This has always been a refreshment to look at a number of the passages in Isaiah, particularly verse or chapter 55 this morning. And, you know, as we go through life, the toils and the struggles, ups and downs, and, you know, sometimes we kind of get weary, and it's always an encouragement to see what Isaiah has to say for when we're up against those times, because, you know, we are in a battle, we're in a struggle. We have the forces of evil, we have Satan, enemy of our souls, always to deceive, discourage, and try to get us to fall. And I think we need to stay invigorated, to stay nourished, and to feed on this living water and this bread of life that we can get through the Word. And I'm going to begin reading there at verse 1. I'm going to skip a few verses, read down to into verse 11 of Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. He that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And we'll skip on down to verse 6. Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I think we're going down to verse 11. Verse 10 and 11 says, For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that for which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereinto I sent it. And another scripture that I'll not read it, but refer to it, is when Jesus was on his way to Samaria, he met this woman at the well. He was tired, he was thirsty, and sent his disciples into the village to buy food, and he sat there. And along comes this Samaritan woman, and you know the story well, I'm sure, how that being weary from his journey, he asked her for a drink of water. And anyway, she said, Sir, you know, you don't have anything to draw with, and the well is deep. And she said, When do you have that living water? He offered her that after she gave him a drink. I'm kind of getting the story mixed up here. But anyway, he offered her that living water. It's neat how Jesus often would take earthly stories, things that people were familiar with in their everyday life, and he turned in his request for a drink of water when he was thirsty into a real witnessing opportunity. And anyway, she didn't quite catch on right away, and she said, Well, sir, give me that water that I don't come here to drink or ever get thirsty again. And then he was referring to the spiritual, and And I think as the time went on, she caught on what it was all about, and she recognized him as a Messiah. And anyway, you know, as we go through life, as we get tired from our journey, you know, it's the comparison of the living water compared to the a good drink of cold water when we're tired and thirsty. You know, it's just that way with our spiritual lives. And I just like to think of the comparison between a spring of living water, like an artesian well, just sparkling, clear, cold water bubbling out of the ground down across the rocks. You know, it's so refreshing on a hot day. That's what God's Word is for us, and that's what we're here for this morning, to drink of that living water and to quench the thirsting of our soul. And you know, there's a song written about the woman at the well, and it's always been a favorite song of mine, and I don't know if I can quote it all right. I looked in a couple song books at home, and it wasn't there, but anyway, it says, like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that did not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior calling, drink from my well, that never shall run dry. And the chorus is, fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up. Lord, come and quench the thirsting of my soul. And then it says, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. And, you know, it's just so neat that we can come to Jesus to have that thirsting and that longing satisfied, that we don't have to go trying to suck out of an old cistern that's scummy and polluted. You know, we have living water. And I think another comparison is in the life that we live in here in America, so much carnal, so much pollution, so much corruption. And you think of so many people that we meet when we go about our work or shopping or where we go. A lot of people are not drinking of that living stream, that sparkling clear water. They're sucking their water out of an old cistern that's scummy. Maybe some of you children never saw a cistern, but areas where they don't have adequate water supply, they'll have a tank or a concrete container in the ground. They collect rainwater. Well, you know what happens when water sits and sits and sits. It gets scummy on top, and it's yucky. Well, that's what the world is drinking of. And it's so important that we always try to see to it that our value system, our manner of life, our decisions are to avoid that kind of pollution and to seek that living water that satisfies, that doesn't pollute. And Jesus offers that, and that's what we're here for this morning, to learn more about him and his word and to drink of the living water. It's free, it doesn't cost anything, and it's something God wants to give us free. All we have to do is make the right choices and avail ourselves of it. Okay, let's stand for prayer.